The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Good morning, Reading. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. Well, as you know, if you've been a listener of this show for the last almost 2 years, you know that we're always bringing ideas to you, ways you can get a little healthier. So if you are not feeling so great and you're a listener of this show, you can, you know, kind of just get a new idea, make a tiny little shift or a change, and, you know, that's just what health is. It's a tiny little shift here, a little change there, doing a little something different, clear over there. And pretty soon, you're feeling better, you're thinking better, and you are a more productive person. So, with that, I want to introduce our guests and our co-host today. So, we have in the studio today, we've got lots of stuff going on. So, later on in the show, let me start there, we're going to have Ted Dawson here, and so he is our Wintu Master Medicine Man Herbalist, and he knows a lot about the history of our area, but you know he was on the show about a year and a half ago, and but we didn't really get to talk about his product line of herbal medicine, and so we're going to get to do that during the second half of the show. And to start things off, I want to introduce our co-host. We have Dr. David Paris here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And so, and then you know we're gonna talk today, our first part of the show, with Jennifer Blackburn. And so welcome, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, nice to have you here. Jennifer works for Premier Meats.
Premier Brand Meats.
There's our word. Brand Meats out in Shasta Lake City. And, you know, they are doing a very cool thing. They keep expanding their natural meats. And so if you're a listener of the show, you know that we get completely hyper over meats that are clean, that do not have hormones, antibiotics, that don't have nitrites, nitrates, all sorts of things that when you eat them, you don't know why, but now you're moody, you feel lousy, and your outlook goes to pot. And so when you eat cleaner foods, when you have a little higher octane foods, you're a little healthier, and the food is nourishing. And so welcome today to the show.
Hi.
Hi. So we're excited about the fact that you're out in Shasta Lake City. You've been there since 2003?
Yeah, 2003 is when they moved over here from the coast. The company started in 1990 in McKinleyville.
Okay.
Just as a quick, you know, history of the company, they started as a freestanding meat market in McKinleyville and then opened a deli, started making their own deli meats, and virtue of volume just got larger and larger.
Wow.
And then they just, you know, closed the deli side, and now they're just a meat processing plant. So what we do is we process deli meats and sausages. And so we do that with both. We have the natural line of deli meats, turkeys, and sausage. Turkeys are a little bit easier because they are, all of our poultry products are nitrate and nitrite free. So anyways, it's exciting because we're getting bigger in Reading area.
Now, why did your owners move to Reading?
Closer to be to I-5.
Ah,
yeah,
I-5.
We needed
okay.
to be close to I-5. We are a co-packer choice, so we co-pack for several different large companies throughout the western states, so including Hawaii. We have about 5 to 10,000 pounds of stuff that gets shipped to Hawaii every week. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So what we do out there, people are like, Premier Meats, we've never heard of you. And so, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is what we do out there. It's not, you know, we aren't open to the public. We're totally a wholesaler. But we are out in the public right now just trying to let people know that we're there. So I really appreciate you letting me come and talk. Yeah.
Well, you know, our job here is to try to support local businesses when we think they're doing something outrageous. And what you guys are doing is completely aligned with the food we're trying to promote. And so, you know, when I first heard of your group, I thought, well, I was at a brunch someplace at one of the hotels, and they were telling me, I think it was Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
They no longer do the brunch, you told me, right?
It's a seasonal thing.
It's a seasonal thing.
Yeah, it's just they're closed because, you know, people with the holidays, they're just so busy. And, you know, they need the numbers that they need to continue that to go. So it's going to come back in the spring.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And what I saw at the brunch, which was, it was a fabulous brunch, but then it said the meats are from Premier Meats. And then there were the ingredients. And it was something really creative. Like, I think there were black beans or something.
Okay,
in the,
yeah.
Could that be true? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
No, that is true. Every single week, Jamie at Holiday Inn would bring in a different all-natural sausage. It's a chicken sausage, and the one that you were talking about is the Tex-Mex sausage. It has black beans, corns, tequila, lime, cilantro. It's got a lot of cool, unique flavors. In fact, there's pepper jack cheese in that one as well. And so it's got some heat to it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's definitely outside of the box, you know, and that's kind of Roger, you know, is all about making something that's no one else has. And, all about product development, bringing up new things, what the customers might like, what they don't think they might like, but then we get them to try and they really like.
Oh, well, I really did like what I had. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You know, that comes with radio. And so when we come back, we're going to have more with Jennifer Blackburn from Premier Meats. We'll be right back.
But the lime with the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve the
or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And in the studio today, my co-host is Dr. David Paris, and Reading chiropractor extraordinaire. And we also have Jennifer Blackburn from Premier Brand Meats. I'm not sure why I can't say it. By the end of the show, I'll be great. Okay. Welcome back. And so we were talking before the break about these fabulous, like, out-of-the-box thinking that your owners are, you know, they're very
hands-on.
Yes.
Roger is there every single day. And, you know, he does our, Laura is the owner as well. They are married. And she does our cooking schedule and our production list for the week. And so she's there, you know, and he's there every day. And we love to show off our plant. So if anyone's ever like, oh, I wonder what Premier Meats is all about, you can walk in. And Roger's going to be there, and Roger loves to show off our plants. So there's never a time where we're like, well, we need to get ready. Oh, no.
You're just ready.
We're just ready all the time.
Wow. That's
we really like to show off our plant a lot. He's proud of it.
Now, there are certain products that you have in local restaurants, right? So, I mean, you have...
Yeah, food service. We're getting bigger and bigger through food service with our deli meats and sausage line, for sure.
Like, I saw over at Wilda's, you had your... Hot dogs, right?
Our hot dogs. Our hot dogs are over there. They don't have nitrates in them. It is a skinless hot dog. That's a new thing for us.
What does that mean?
Basically, a skinless hot dog means that it goes through a plastic casing is how it's cooked, and then that's peeled off. So, like, when you go to the store and you see hot dogs on rollers, that's come out of a casing, so it's perfectly uniform. In the past, we've only done, you know, like a sheep casing, which, can, you know, in like an old-fashioned Frank style.
Yeah.
And so that has its natural curve to it. So it can never go on a roller. Or it's not going to roll correctly.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, and some people like that casing. Some people don't. And so it's nice to have the option now with skinless hot dogs. So, yes, Wilda's is carrying them, and they're having great success over there.
That's what I hear. We're so proud
of them. They have our pastrami and our roast beef as well.
Okay. So lots of stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Now, where else, what other restaurant-y places where people like to know where they can go get healthy meat? It's like when they crave a hot dog, they can go over to Wilda's. Okay.
Yes, okay. San Francisco Deli is an exclusive of ours. They carry all of our meats there. They have for a long time. So there, it's always a good outlet. Everyone loves San Francisco Deli as far as I'm concerned. And then, you know, if you're looking for more of a retail outlet, we are getting bigger and bigger as far as getting our products in local grocery stores. So Orchard Nutrition at their deli department, you can buy our stuff by the pound there. They carry a couple different flavored turkeys, our all-natural ham, and then, you know, they have a really good outlet at Orchard Nutrition. Also at Holiday Quality Foods, they carry our chicken apple links, which are very Weight Watchers friendly.
And is that a breakfast link? Is that the smaller one?
Yeah, it is. Okay. And it's raw.
Okay.
And so
you got to cook that one all the way through.
You do. Okay. You do. A lot of our sausages, in fact, most of our sausages that you're going to find retail are going to be fully cooked. But the chicken apple sausage link is kind of it's a substitute to a pork link. And it's 98% fat-free. And so, you know, that's really important. It's a new family favorite is what we like to say.
A new family favorite. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have new products that are getting unleashed in Safeway?
Safeway stores are going to be carrying our chicken apple links as well as all of our regular sausages, our beef and pork line, which has a variety of flavors that are pretty comparable to like Adele's and Evergood, like a whiskey fennel chicken sausage, smoked chicken apple,
LA hot,
you know, those type of things, bratwurst. But Holiday Quality Foods is actually going to be bringing in our all-natural chicken sausages, the one that you had tried at Holiday Inn, and they are going to be bringing those in here real soon. They are carrying our hams for the holidays, so that's really cool. You know, every so often they carry our stuff seasonal, so that makes it really, really nice to have that strong partnership with Holiday.
Now, tell us about your hams, because you were telling me about those. They sounded pretty special.
They are special. They're special in the fact that they are a whole muscle ham cooked in its natural juices, and it's hickory hardwood smoked. We're blessed in this area to continue to be able to use real wood smoke versus liquid smoke. And so because of that, you're really it's going to have a distinct, different taste.
Because in our area
versus somewhere else where they have meat processing plants, because of environmental protection, they cannot use real smoke.
Oh, okay.
So because of our area, we can still use that,
which
makes it really, really nice that we actually use hickory hardwood chips. They go through a smoke generator and go into our oven, and they are cooked that way.
Wow.
So it makes it really nice.
Very cool. Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Jennifer here from Premier Brand Meats. All right.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works, too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And, you know, we have our co-host here, Dr. David Paris, and we're talking to Jennifer Blackburn of Premier Brand Meats. And welcome back, everybody. And so so we're talking with Jennifer just about the specifics of their product line.
I had some questions about, Jennifer, where we can get it and if our grocer doesn't carry it, the best way to, influence them to bring your product on board.
Well, of course, we'd like everyone to carry our stuff, and we'd be excited for everyone to know about us to request it. And so I would think that you would just talk to your local grocer, talk to the manager, the meat department manager would be my guess. Luckily, like I said, we've been really it's been helpful to have Holiday Quality Foods on board with us. They've been really good. Safeway will be bringing on our products as well. But there are a lot more grocers around here that we would love to carry our stuff. So, you know, I would just suggest to look at our website and look what we do, and then figure out what you want. What are you going to buy? If you go in and you tell your you tell them, I know that I want this sausage or I want this deli meat in here, then you'll have a little bit of education as far as why. Go ahead, Dave.
And are there particularly certain products that are nitrate free, et cetera? Are there,
well,
can you name a few for the grocers that do carry it? If we were going to go pick some.
Yeah, all of our poultry products, which are our turkey and chicken lines, are nitrate and nitrate free. Like I said, those are currently carried at Orchard Nutrition that you can buy by the pound. Also at Holiday Quality Foods. On Placer, you can buy our garlic and rosemary turkey breast.
Mm.
As far as Orchard Nutrition goes, they carry a couple different flavored turkeys. They carry our sun-dried tomato turkey. They carry a honey pepper turkey. And then they carry our smoked turkey and then our nitrate-free ham. So,
and then, so it sounds like if the consumer wants to try your product line, that right now, anyway, they have to bounce around a little bit. Is that what you're hoping to not have to have them do at some point?
Yes, that's our goal. Of course, that's our goal. And we have a high-quality line, so it's not, we are never going to be compared to Foster Farms turkey breast.
We're hoping that you're not.
Yeah, so when you
we want to pay more.
Yeah, so when people are like, well, what exactly differentiates you from someone else? We are a whole muscle deli meat line, so anything that we make comes back to green weight, which means that it doesn't have any solution added. It doesn't have any emulsion added. Those are the things that are important. That's what you guys are looking for. You guys don't want all those byproducts and fillers in there. And that's totally, we do not do that. That is not what we
talk
about.
It seems like I see that more and more. Is that increasing? Just like take meat and just shove it full of like salty water? And
well, I mean, in everyone's defense.
Is that just to make it heavier? Or?
Yes, that is. In everyone's defense, their cheapest ingredient is water. And so, it's, I think, more of a consumer starting to pay attention to the label. Oh, this is a ham and water product. This means that it's pumped with over 35% water. Water is nothing bad, but you're just paying a lot for water.
That's expensive water.
That is expensive water.
And
yeah.
So your company just wouldn't even consider doing something that silly, you're saying?
Well, our Premier line is definitely a gourmet deli line, and we only have whole muscle products with no solution added.
Okay, so whole muscle means what? Like the whole piece is solid, or what does that
mean?
It
is. It means that it's just a whole muscle of turkey. It's not emulsion added in there, byproducts added in there to help stick it together. So all of our turkey products are two muscles put together, and then either netted or put in a pan and cooked. And then once it comes out, you know, then that pan's taken off or the net's taken off, and then it's packaged. So we manufacture, cook, and package at the same facility.
Wow, interesting.
So it sounds like we're getting more meat for our buck.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You want turkey? You're getting turkey.
Right.
That's what you're
remarkable.
Yeah. Weird. So weird.
That's great. Now, people who are listening, you know, radio is funny. People are getting in and out of their cars. And how do they find you? What's your contact information?
Contact information, really, we are not open to the public, unfortunately.
Right. I know, but
where you can find our products, our Holiday Quality Foods carries our chicken apple links. They carry our corned beef seasonally, and then they carry our hams seasonally as well. Hopefully our hams will be sticking year-round, we're really hoping. And then they're also going to be bringing in our all-natural chicken sausage line, which has a variety of flavors. We had talked about the Tex-Mex, but then they also have the smoked chicken apple gouda. We have a Greek that has spinach, feta cheese, sun-dried tomato.
Oh, hello.
I know, so good. And then the habanero. That went really well. We were just at the Taste of Home Cooking Show, and so I'm sure there's going to be a couple listeners on here that, oh, I saw them at the show, and they tried our stuff, and it's really good.
Okay.
Habanero has a lot of heat to it, and then the artichoke is really, really cool as well.
Hmm.
That has artichoke hearts, mozzarella cheese, and Chardonnay wine in it, so it's, you know, another little out of the box.
Who comes up with this stuff? Those are your owners? That's really creative.
It is. It's, you know, they have the taste for it, and luckily everyone else is hopefully going to have that same taste soon.
Excellent. And then you were saying that what products are gluten-free?
We are a gluten-free and MSG-free plant.
Ah.
So anything and everything that comes out of our plant is gluten and MSG-free.
Excellent. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke him up. Say, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor, do you believe this baby?
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Celebrate the holidays at the Riverfront Playhouse with the classic Christmas play, It's a Wonderful Life. This faithful adaptation has all your favorite characters, George and Mary Bailey, Clarence, Uncle Billy, Violet, and of course, the Scrooge-like villain, Mr. Potter. Opens November 19th and runs through December 17th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Please note our new ticket outlet is the Cascade Theater. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office on Market Street in Reading or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Hear the bell? Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And just remember, any show that you may have caught part of, you can always go to the website, kcnr1460.com, and tune in. You can go back and listen to old shows. If you miss something, you know, sometimes recipes have a way of, you just got part of it, you need to go listen and get some of that, the rest of a recipe. I know last week, wow, the chefs we had on, you know, we had butternut squash soup, and I want to tell you, I made it twice, and so that recipe is worth tracking down. It's delicious. So, the second half of our show today, we're doing something different. We're not going to talk about meat. We have Ted Dawson here, who is a Wintu master. Is that right, Ted? Because Ted already told me he's correcting me. All right, lay it on me, brother.
A few minutes ago, she said that Ted Dawson was going to be here, and he's a local Wintu medicine man. That's a legal term.
Uh-oh.
For somebody that's been trained by their elders for their whole life, and you don't get to be that. It's chosen for you, like a minister's chosen sometimes.
Mm.
A medicine man kind of doesn't get to decide. It's like the Creator decides you're going to be a medicine man. I'm a teacher.
Okay, I like that. We have Ted Dawson here in the studio today, and he is a teacher. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're good here. And then we also have Dr. David Paris here for the second half of the show. And so, Ted, let's start with a little history, because, you know, we've got listeners that just probably didn't hear the last show. Let's start with a little history about you.
Oh, I could go on for hours.
Well, don't.
But most people could go on for hours about themselves. Anyway, I'm Narel McWintu from the people over in Junction City over by Weaverville. And as I said a minute ago, my grandmother was a basket weaver. She was with one of the tribal members, so there's nothing special about my heritage except for that we've been here for thousands of years. And on my other side of my mother's family, my family's been here since 1853 and settled Shingletown. I went to school at San Jose State and UC Santa Cruz and Chico and Global College of Natural Medicine, so a bit of education. Plus, I was taught by my grandmother many, many years ago about the herbal remedies, and that's where I am today with my herbal remedies.
So the herbal remedies, the medicine that is part of our plants, part of the land that we keep trying to landscape, that type of medicine?
Yes, the other night I was at the Weston Price meeting. If you haven't gone to one of those, you need to for your health.
Thank
there's
you.
There's a plug for that.
Thanks.
Anyway, and I was telling people that there's thousands of herbs all over the world with wonderful medicine. My herbs come from right here. If I can't go out and dig it in the wilds, I don't want it. So there's some plants like mullein and plantain that have only been here in California for 150 years, but they are such magical medicine plants that I have to include them. Most of my stuff comes from Redwood Organic Farms, which is down in Manton. Kaylin and her husband Redwood, Cam Redwood, own this, and the whole 38 acres is certified organic. So 80% of my products comes certified organic.
Excellent. Okay, so, you know, when you were on the show before, we talked a lot about your history, your love of nature, your love of survival, your love of being able to live off the land, and that's something you've taught to your son, right?
Yes. Two summers ago, my son's rites of passage, when he was 18, he hiked from Mount Hood to Crater Lake, which was 278 miles. He did that solo. That means he was all by himself for 17 days. And he got tired of being by himself, so he hiked 25 miles a day for the last 3 days because he liked being around people. He decided that was enough.
And what is it that he was eating when he was out there?
Probably termites is his favorite. I love eating termites. That's one of my most favorite foods. He took peanut butter, and he got tired of eating peanut butter on everything, but that's a wonderful survival food. He took some other things. He dried some fruits and vegetables with him and carried those in his pack with him because he knew he was going to be out there. That's about it.
Impressive. Okay, so let's talk about your medicine. So when you were here before, we talked a lot of other really unbelievably cool things, and we never really got a chance to go through your product line. And I want to start with wherever you want to start. Because you don't have a huge product line, but I want people to know about these medicines from our area that help people get well.
Okay. I've got my trifold here, and I'm going to briefly read because it's short and concise. I could talk for an hour on each one of these herbs, okay. And we don't want to do that. So the first one I have here is Oregon grapefruit. It's a barbarian, and it kills staph infections. When the pharmaceuticals want to kill staph infections, they go to this plant, they raise it commercially, and then they say, well, the whole plant doesn't need it. It's not needed. We'll give an isolate. The problem is an isolate doesn't have the supporting enzymes and acids and proteins that keep it going, and that's the same with all my products. If you use the whole medicine heals. Isolates don't heal. They get rid of symptoms. I don't care about symptoms. I care about people being healthy. So, like I said, Oregon grapefruit gets rid of staph infections. Valerian root.
Wait a second. Let me just come back to Oregon grape. Okay. So it's a tincture, right?
I make tinctures, and I use apple cider vinegar or 190-proof pure grape alcohol or vegetable glycerin. Some people are sensitive to alcohol and cannot tolerate any, so those are other two. Some people don't care for the tart taste or the sour taste of apple cider vinegar. Vegetable glycerin is sweeter and a wonderful carrier.
Now, a lot of people have Oregon grape in their yard.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so do you think there's a way to describe what it looks like for them?
A holly plant. It's got it usually isn't for many more than maybe 2 feet off the ground. And you don't use the above the ground part because the medicine is not down there. You have to go dig the root out. And if you dig the root and score it, you'll see this yellow stuff. And that's the barbarian. That's what kills staph infections. And as I mentioned, staph infection has, it's mutated these days because they're using isolate. With Oregon grape, it attacks most staph infections. If you get things like MRSA, which is a staph infection, MRSA turns into autoimmune disease, and that's very difficult because the cells start to mutate. Don't get me started. I could talk an hour on each one of these plants.
Well,
so
what's fun about local medicine is that, you know, I know what Oregon grape looks like.
Yes.
I've never tinctured it. And tincturing means, tell the listeners what a tincture is.
I'll take the root, and if I'm using the root or the leaf, and I'll dry it out, and I'll chop it up. It's a word called macerating, but I'll say I'll just chop it up. And if I mix 3-to-1. If I have 1 cup of the herb, I put 3 cups of the minstrel. The minstrel is the alcohol, the Oregon, or the vegetable glycerin or the apple cider vinegar. And I'll shake it every day. I'll put it in a jar, in a glass jar, and put it in a dark room. And every day I'll go shake it to move things around in there. A lot of times people say, well, do you use water? Well, when I use these, I put water in there because water's been used for thousands of years as the number one, I'll use that word again, minstrel. That means it's a solvent, and it brings out the medicine from the herb or the plant.
Okay, so you have this liquid. So really, how long is this in a dark room with you shaking it? Is this a 30-day process, a 60-day process, or do you eyeball it and kind of know what it should look like?
I generally leave it in there for 2 months, which is 60 days.
Okay, and then you're going to strain it and put it in little bottles?
Yes.
Ready to sell?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so then someone will be taking drops of this stuff.
I was this summer going to the farmers markets, and I had these little half-ounce cups, and I would put a dropper full in the cup and then put a little bit of water in there because that seems to be easier for people to take. A lot of times if they put that 190-proof grape alcohol on their tongue, it's kind of a shock. Sometimes you put it underneath your tongue. I don't like it underneath your tongue because even though it absorbs beautifully there, it damages your digestive enzymes in your mouth, and I don't want to disrupt that. I want to bring health and happiness.
And so before we move off of Oregon grape, I want to mention too that you know, it's good for yeast infections. You can soak your feet in it. You can do all sorts of stuff with that.
Yes, so, you can.
So things that are a plague to modern society.
Yes.
And so it's fun to have medicine right here from our area. So we're talking with Ted Dawson. He's a teacher. He smiles. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that. That's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 4 to 6. Sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Grill has a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot scoot and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys. You can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Sunday games are back and more awesome than ever. A cut above the rest with a player in mind. Be one of the few privileged to catch your favorite team every Sunday in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge and in the River's Edge Poker Room. Never miss another play. Sunday games at Wind River Casino. Log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Slow down. Too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy. In the studio, we have Dr. David Paris as a co-host. Welcome back, Dave.
Hi.
Hi. And then we have Ted Dawson, who is a Win 2 teacher. Welcome back, Ted.
You're welcome.
Yes. All right. Well, let's move through some more of these fabulous herbal remedies that you have. Dave, you have any questions for him?
Well, I'm looking here and I see the name Fire Cider. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
If you don't like the taste of apple cider vinegar to start off with, you won't like Fire Cider. So I've asked people to try it and they're like, oh, but the apple cider vinegar is an incredible digestive enzyme. It goes through your system and makes it feel like it can digest food. Most of the time when people have acid indigestion, it's because the food's not getting processed in their stomach and through their digestive system. The apple cider vinegar in Fire Cider will make that happen. Also, the ginger and will make things work. And the number one thing that I love in here is a horseradish because it gives it such awesome flavor. I keep a bottle of this in my car right next to me, and if I feel like I'm falling asleep, I'll take a shot of that, and whoa, it wakes you up. I guarantee you will not feel sleepy after you take a shot of the Fire Cider, and your eyes will water a little bit, and you'll go, oh, wow. But it's not hot. It's spicy. It's wonderfully spicy, and I love the taste of it, but sometimes it's like, whoa, why'd I do that?
So tell us the ingredients. Run us through those, because
put garlic, horseradish, ginger, onion, and cayenne pepper. And if you use cayenne pepper and you've got holes in your stomach. Ulcers in your stomach. The cayenne pepper will cauterize those and make it so they don't irritate you. A lot of times when people get ulcers in their stomach, their stomach continues to irritate them because of the acids in there. The cayenne pepper in this will cauterize that, like I said, and stop that irritation.
Excellent. Now let me throw in my two cents, because I love that I put a teaspoon in my salad, in the dressing, and it just, it's amazing. It's delicious. So using herbs,
yes,
food as medicine. What other products do you have, Mr. Ted?
Okay. Valerian root.
Okay.
I go up into the marbles and dig this, and it's wonderful to dig. You have to hike for like 6 miles and climb 3,000 feet, and it's way miles and miles in there. I can't do that all the time, so now I have to purchase it, and I buy it organically from Mountain Rose Herbs. And I wish I could go up there that often and get and dig the root, but I'm using too much, and it needs to come back. So anyway, all of my products, if I don't dig them, I do buy them from Mountain Rose Herbs, and they are certified organic. But the valerian, I won't call it a sedative. It's a relaxant. It makes your nerve endings and stuff feel calm. There's serotonin and norepinephrine that go between your nerves. And if those are misfiring, your nerves will be jangled. This calms that those chemicals down so that you just relax. And what you notice is the absence of anxiety. You don't sit there and go, wow, now I'm tired and I want to go to bed. All you notice is that you're calm. You're relaxed. And you just feel a little better. And you go, I can go to bed now. And the next day you wake up, you're bright and cheery and wonderful.
Now, how much would someone need to take of that?
One dropperful, I say, is like 10 drops. And if you want more, you can take 2 dropperfuls.
So start with one and just see if you reach a peaceful, easy
feeling.
Yes. Okay.
Sounds familiar.
I know. I don't know where I got that. Okay. Well, what else do you have there?
I have Yerba Santa. And I don't see Yerba Santa in most herbal books because it's pretty much localized here. My ancestral people used it for their skin. It's one of the best. In South America and stuff, they use aloe vera. In here, we use Yerba Santa because it's the most nurturing plant you could ever find for your skin. People with cirrhosis use it on their skin, and they notice that the patches start loosening up.
Psoriasis.
Okay. If they use it internally and drink it, it'll get rid of the mucus in their body. If they use it as a tincture, it'll go through their lungs and gets rid of the mucus irritation in their lungs. If you have allergies and stuff, and you notice that the back of your throat is itchy and scratchy from the allergies and the stuff dripping down from your nasal cavity, Yerba Santa will get rid of that irritation by getting rid of the mucus.
Excellent. Okay, what else?
Oh, Princess Pine.
Oh, I love that.
I need to talk very shortly about Princess Pine, otherwise I'll go nuts about this.
Okay, control yourself.
I'll control myself. I started learning about this plant about 20 years ago, and in my backyard it was growing, and there were little patches of it. Now there's about 50 different patches that you couldn't jump over. It was waiting to wake up so that somebody would know how to use it. And when I started using this plant, the plant taught me that it would help rebuild and regenerate your liver. It would help your kidneys so that they balanced out, so they work properly, so you could get rid of kidney stones. But people say, well, it helped my liver. As an herbalist, I cannot make medical claims. That's very important for you to understand. I'm giving you things that will help you be healthier. And it's a, like I said, it's a legal concept that I can say this will regenerate your nerves, or I mean regenerate the cells of your liver. I'll probably get in trouble for that, but that's okay. There's an herb that will do that. And medical science has used this herb to rebuild people's livers.
Excellent. Okay, and how do you take Princess Pine?
I have tinctures.
Okay. So how many drops would just your garden variety, I need to strengthen my liver and kidneys, person need?
I would start out with 10 drops.
So that's your one dropper, right?
Yes, one dropper.
So are we learning that most of your amounts you suggest are a dropper's worth in a little water and a swigget?
Yeah.
That was a question I had, one of the concerns that I always get asked, and when people come in and have questions about herbal remedies, et cetera, is dosing individually for people and different size people and maybe for children, et cetera. And how do you address that?
Okay. Some people, like I said, are sensitive to alcohol, so you might want to go with the glycerin. All my tinctures I have on the label, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, whether it's safe to use. Do not use valerian root if you're breastfeeding or if you're pregnant. And on the labels, it also says use for 21 days and take 7 days off. Some people know about women's 28-day cycles. I've heard about it. I don't know about it. But
right.
Anyway, and I go on the same thing. There's a reason the Creator made it a 28-day cycle. It's so that your body could rest, so that your body could see how it's doing. With all my remedies, take for 21 days, take 7 days off, see how you feel, and reassess how you're doing. This is you and your body, and you're the boss. You need to decide how to use this.
I love it. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, because that's what happens. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and we'll be right back with more after this. Don't go away.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show, Positively Healthy. In our last segment here with Ted Dawson, we're going to take a call from Nicole on line one. Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you. I just tuned in. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you just tuned in. You're not too late to learn a lot. What's going on?
Well, I was wondering about golden seal. I bought some golden seal, and I can't say the word, but it's E-C-H-I-N something.
Echinacea.
Golden seal and echinacea?
Yes.
Okay.
And I took a whole bottle of it, but then I came down with having to take iron pills.
Okay. When you say you took a whole bottle of it, do you mean at
every
once?
Every day.
Okay.
It took me about, well, I took a dropper full every day. I've had cancer of the stomach, and I have digestion because of it, of the operation. And I just felt that that might help me, because I read something about it, and also I have trouble with, you know, digesting food.
Yeah.
So I took a whole bottle of it, a dropper a day, but I was wondering if that caused me to need iron.
You know, I don't know of echinacea or golden seal ever doing that. One of the reasons golden seal and echinacea are put together is that one is an antiviral and one's an antibacterial. And mm-hmm. so they're a perfect combination to kind of kill off anything in your system, but to also bolster your immune system. And so, with all the other things you have going on, are you on a bunch of other medications or?
I have diabetes too.
Mm-hmm.
And low blood pressure. I'm a high blood pressure, and bone, I need stuff for my bones.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Ted, do you have any input you want to? Okay. So this is what I would say, is that sometimes when you get a whole bunch of different medications and your immune system's having a lot of problems, you know, kind of like you got the diabetes thing going, you're having bone density issues, et cetera, then it's kind of hard to be a do-it-yourselfer. That's what I would say. It's kind of hard to take, even though you will read in a book, gee, all you're going to need is maybe a dropper of those two herbs to get you healthier, sometimes you need a whole lot more than that. And so sometimes you need it a little more of a diverse approach. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard.
I would like to know the name, since I came on the program too late.
Yeah.
The herbalist there?
His name is Ted. Ted, you wanted to give her your information?
My name is Ted Dawson. You can look on the internet. I have a website that says mountainwind2herbs.org.
Wind2. T-O-W-I-N-T-O.
MOUNTAINWINTUWERBS.
And then what's your phone number, Ted, so in case she wants to talk to you about herbs?
474-3257. Okay, I'll slow down.
474-3257.
5-3-0, yes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I love herbs. I have a couple of herb books, but, you know, I can't afford to go down and buy everything.
Right. No, I think that you probably need a little assistance here, and so you've got Ted's phone number. And so, well, thanks for the call today, Nicole.
Thank you for being on.
Yeah. Bye. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. And, Ted, what other products do you have? Because we kind of have to pick it up here a little bit.
Mullen. I had my headphones on. I got to take those off because I
just
can't hear myself.
Off. Go wild. Just go wild.
Anyway, mullen is an awesome plant, and most everybody sees it growing along the road, and they can see it growing everywhere. In the first year, it's got a small rosette down at the ground, and in the second year, the shoot comes up maybe 4 or 5 feet. In the third year, it comes up even a little taller, and then it dies off. It's got furry plants. People, what do they call it, lamb's ears or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I just call it mullen, and the flowers from this plant I use in my ear relief medicine. My ear relief medicine is garlic oil with the mullen flowers. And the mullen flowers is the medicine that can help inner ear problems. It's phenomenal. 100% of everybody I've ever given my ear relief medicine for has come back for more and told me that their children never needed to see antibiotics for their doctor.
Loving it.
Another thing that mullen does, if you make a tea out of it and drink it, it'll balance out your kidneys. It'll get rid of the uric acid. People are talking about gout. Well, this is the remedy for gout. Make a tea out of this, drink it, and it'll cleanse and get rid of the toxins out of your kidneys so that they can work properly. If you get rid of the toxins out of your blood and your urine, you will feel so much better. The third thing about mullen is if you make a very strong tea that you really wouldn't want to drink and you have sore muscles, it'll soak the lactic acid out of your skin. If you've got shin splints, if you've got just overworked muscles, make a strong poultice out of this. What a poultice is, you cook up the leaves, you don't boil them, but you can use them and put them on your skin and it'll make your skin feel so much better. Don't put the raw leaves on your skin. They'll make it itch.
Ooh.
Yeah. people have done that and they've had an unpleasant experience. People said, oh, I can use that to clean my backside. Please do not do that.
No, we've heard that before. Okay, so, you know, as we wrap up here, Ted, give your information again. And so we got to.
Okay. Mountain Wind 2 Herbs, MOUNTAINWINTUHERBS. Well, the .org will get you to my blog. If you want to email me, you can use the Yahoo.com.
Okay, piece of cake. All right, you've been listening to Ted Dawson, and our co-host today has been Dr. David Paris, and thanks for being with us today, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR.